in 11 years after our independence. What I would like to say is that, first of all, we achieved the independence. Number two, after the 2013 war and 2016, we attained peace, which is only confined in Juba. But our villages are still bleeding. People are not there in some villages. Women are continuing to be raped, being killed. Our children are dying. So there is much that need to be done by the government for us, the citizen, to really acknowledge that we are really doing something for this country. Right now, we have a debate going on about infrastructural development regarding our water, of which the government consider people who speak about that particular project to be criminals. And this country is not for the leaders. If there is something to be done, meaning all of us should be brought in board, not necessarily the leaders to sign agreement backdoor without asking for our opinion whether or not such a mega project should be implemented in the country.
The 11th independence is a great achievement for the people of South Sudan. It is telling us that though we have a lot of turbulences politically, economically, socially, because we are so divided by tribalism, the country is not waiting to be young every year. The country is growing old while the people are not in pace of the time, which is going on while the whole government is not in place to compete with the time to deliver the services that the people of South Sudan have been waiting for years to receive from their own government.
My opinion on the 11th-year-old nation, that we have changes. And a little bit, not all that. Talking about, well, to talk about on things that we have achieved in the country, for the past 10 years till the 11th year that we are in now, we have achieved freedom. We also have rights in our country that we are to rule. Talking about the things that we do not achieve, we do not achieve the good quality education background in South Sudan. Secondly, we do not have peace. And thirdly, we lack development in the country. Basically, on behalf of the women, most of the women in South Sudan do not have freedom. We are not pleased because we are not given our full right, and we are not given those chances of doing anything that you feel like you want to do in your own country. Because of being a lady, you're not given a chance. And that is why we women, we are really in pain. We feel like we still do not have the freedom that we fought for.
We are going to just celebrate our 11th Independence Day, and we are really happy for honoring this day. And though we still feel like we don't have independence yet because of this crisis at our home, and but there's no way out that we can move away from the fact that we are independent and we have to celebrate. Our leaders really bring our glorious day back. I think we can have a reason to celebrate at least more than this.
Has no any tangible impact in terms of peace dividends to people of South Sudan. South Sudan is not only 11 years. If I can count from 2005 up to now, it is about 16 years with the resources wasted in South Sudan should have made South Sudan a heaven. But to my dismay, it is opposite. In fact, I'm not happy because I have not realized my being a South Sudanese up to this time.
In the last 10 years of independence, you know, in the early years, there were a lot of hardship, a lot of problems, a lot of difficulties. So, but currently, coming onwards from the midst of the time of the 10 years up to now, we're seeing a lot of progress. There was building of bridges across the River Nile, which is one of the greatest achievements, because having one bridge which connects Juba City to that side of Bor and Torid and Uganda has been challenging a lot, but building another bridge has been one of the greatest achievements in the last 10 years of independence. So happy independence to all South Sudanese. Thank you.
Yeah, we are going to make it now 11 years. So it's good for us to be independent and to be a proud South Sudanese so that we can able to have our country to get the ball off.
Hello, South Sudan. Happy 11th Independence Day. I know a lot has happened ever since we got our independence. The good, the bad, the worst was the two wars. The 2013 war tore us apart. 2016 war divided us into small groups. But I'm sure that we can rise up above all our egos, above our differences, unite to develop this country. This country is big enough to take all of us. Only if we accept to live in peace and harmony. South Sudan is a beautiful land, and it's big enough to take all of us. There's no need to fight. Let's put the guns down. Let the pen and the books talk. It is time to rise up, develop, and build ourselves as a nation.
In the past 10 years of independence, we analyze a lot conflict, development. In terms of development, we have a lot of developmental projects being implemented in the country, such as road constructions, buildings, business. I all wish South Sudanese all the best in this 11th independence of South Sudan. Part of the situation that we are going through,